You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gow Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
I fired my arms up in the air when I heard Run DMC. Producer Michael Carroll.
Had to do it.
Extraordinary tonight. Foo Fighters, Run DMC, Guns N' Roses remake, A Sympathy for the Devil. It's a big night.
Perfect.
Big night. It's been perfect. Kubo Torres is now in town with the Houston Dynamo. He's going to address the media tomorrow down at the Dynamo training facility before practice.
Perfect.
There will be media down there.
Perfect.
Cool in the gang, Run DMC. I love that line. All right, so we welcome you back to the show here. A couple of things here real quick. Our thanks to Budweiser, as always. Thank you for all your great support personally for me on the radio and helping me get on the radio. So Bud Light, we really want to remind people that they have been tremendous supporters of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And Bud Light, well, it is the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light is the official beer of the CONCACAF Gold Cup and the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. The Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24/7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant refinery accidents, medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right on down to boat and car accidents. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com, D-A-S-P-I-T, law.com. And we appreciate John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm for supporting the great game of soccer. Again, the Dynamo are on the road this Saturday at RSL. And Kubo Torres will be on that trip for the Houston Dynamo. So it's exciting times. Dynamo just added a USL affiliate that will play in 2016. DeMarcus Beasley has been called up to the Gold Cup. Corey Ash now has been moved on to Orlando City. There's a lot of small moving parts going on here that remind you that this team is rebuilding and really making moves for the future. All right, so I've always talked about the Nigerian soccer community down here. There's 150,000 estimated Nigerians here in Houston. They are some of the greatest soccer fans. They are flamboyant. They are excited. They love the game. And we need them to go support the Houston Dynamo. So one way they might support now is the fact that there is a young Nigerian now in the Dynamo. His name is Rashid Olabiyi, and he came on against San Jose. So Nigerian soccer community, time to put some of those green and white, beautiful Nigerian flags up at BBVA Compass Stadium. Come support one of your own who's been a youth international for Nigeria, Rashid Olabiyi. I caught up with him yesterday. Rashid, thank you very much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Bob.
Well, talk to me a little bit about getting this contract in Major League Soccer and what it means to you personally.
Yeah, I feel very happy and thankful for the contract in Houston Dynamo. I was very happy because it's not easy for a player from Africa to come over via to, you know, seal a contract like that. But I think I was very excited and happy.
Now, for you to finally get on the field here, this was a significant moment in San Jose and playing a part of the goal there. That also must have been a great moment for you.
Yes, I think it's a great feeling for me to come inside the game and contribute to the second goal. I feel happy. You know, it's not easy for somebody like me, first game in the team, which I did something like that. I know it's a great feeling, and I'm happy.
Now, you've been a very successful player in your home country of Nigeria. You were in a Lagos-based Pepsi Football Academy. We'll get to that in a second, but I want you to just take us to the place of the passion for football in Nigeria and, of course, the Super Eagles, but just the sport of soccer in Nigeria and what it means to people.
Yeah, I started from the Pepsi Football Academy in Lagos, which I played from there. I went to Enyimba International of Aba, a professional team in Nigeria, first division, one of the best teams in Nigeria, which I achieved a lot of things there. You know, in there, over there, Enyimba, they are always go for winning. They have a winning mentality, which they want to win all the game. They want to take all the victory. So I think I contribute to their success, which I play in the African Champions League, win a lot of league and FA Cup. And I believe also that I can also do that in the Houston Dynamo.
Now, give us a little sense of what professional, the first division is like in Nigeria. Are there big crowds? Is it a lucrative league to play in? Take us into it, because it's not a league we're able to watch on TV here in the United States.
Yes, it's a big league in our country also. You know, when you're talking about Nigeria League, we call it Premier League. It's a big league which everybody is coming out to watch. You know, and my team over there, they have a lot of supporters, which they always support us. Any game away, home, any game we want to play, they always go with us. So it's also a big thing. It's just that you don't have chance to watch the league in the U.S. yet. That is the only problem that is there. But it's a big thing. It's a big league in my country, which what I'm thankful for the opportunity for me to leave all the league to move forward. Wish for me to come over here to start my career. And it's a great honor for me.
Now, when you were growing up, did you play the game without adults around a lot? Were you playing in the streets with your friend? I mean, is that where you learned the game initially?
Ah, yes, of course. I start in streets. You know, I was a very bum player when I was very small. My brother used to take me to field to play game with them. So I start from there. From there, they took me to competition. From competition, the coach from Pepsi Football Academy that was in Lagos, he invited me to the academy to come and join them. So I start playing with the academy, with the youth team. From there, you know, I have a trial in the Yimba, which they asked me to come over, which I joined the professional team immediately when I finished my secondary school. So it's been long that I've been in this game, which I started from when I was very small. So I think and I believe I have the future in the game. I'm still going far.
Now, you represented Nigeria and the Super Eagles at under 17, under 20, under 23. Do you still have ambition one day to play for the full national team of Nigeria?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, figured you would say that. You know that?
Yes, of course. Very soon I'm going to play in national team, inshallah.
How about your favorite Super Eagle of all time? Who is it? Is it J.J. Okocha? Is it Kanu? Amokachi? Who would be your favorite Super Eagle of all time?
As you can see, we have a lot of players in Nigeria, which we youth player we are looking upon. We have Okocha. We have Amokachi. We have Kanu Wako. We have somebody like Mikel Obi. A lot of players. I can't even finish mentioning them. Well, you know, I just believe I'm going to go to that position one day. That is my home belief, you know.
Did you have any favorite player you might have modeled your game after?
Yeah, after all, I always want to be myself because you can't compare my own skill with Okocha and Amokachi. But I always looking them then that I'm going to be great like them. So that is my opinion.
How about your thoughts on the quality of play, Rashid, in Major League Soccer in comparison to the Nigerian Premier League?
Yeah, it's different, a little bit different, because this is MLS and it's, everything is different with my country. I feel very okay and I feel very good and a lot of opportunities here to move forward.
What specifically about the way the game is played here might be different from the way the game is played in Nigeria?
Yeah, the game is very different here because they are much faster and they're strong. You have to, you know, 100% fit, you know. Mm-hmm. It's different with Africa.
Is it exciting for you to see players like Liverpool's Steven Gerrard here and, you know, David Villa, formerly of Barcelona? Is it exciting for you to see those types of players and obviously measure yourself against them and play against them?
Yeah, it's a dream come true. If I can play against Steven Gerrard, you know, somebody that I've been watching from my country, watching on TV, you know. I just believe that one day I will be among them. I will be very happy. I'm looking for that day, which I will play this thing.
Rashid, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Congratulations on getting the contract with the Dynamo in Major League Soccer. Your first minutes, and we wish you great success in the future. Thank you for coming on the program, Rashid.
It's my pleasure. You're really welcome.
Okay, that's Rashid Olabiyi, the new Dynamo signing from Nigeria. And we have a lot of Nigerian soccer supporters here in Houston, so come on out and see Rashid.
ESPN 97.5.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you soccer lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Friday is all-day happy hour at Tupelo's Bar and Grill in Spring. Join the Blitz as they broadcast live while you enjoy $2 Ziegenbach pints and $3 shot specials. The party kicks off at 4 at Tupelo's with ESPN 97.5.
The summer heat is here. Can't take the heat? Then get out of the kitchen and let Beef and Bun Barbecue in Spring Branch take care of all the cooking with award-winning Texas pit-style barbecue. Order your family packs today for all your summer shindigs. All meats, sides, and sauces are made from scratch daily with the same original beef and bun recipes they've been serving up for over 40 years. Order today, 713-465-8482. Beef and Bun Barbecue in Spring Branch.
John Clay Wolf here reminding you, tune in Saturdays 9 to noon to get a live cash bid on your car. But if you can't wait, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com right now. That's GiveMeTheVIN. Put in your 17-digit VIN. I will turn it around and give a cash bid during the weekdays. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's John Clay Wolf right here on ESPN.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
You know, LeBron James is obviously the most powerful person in this league. It used to be the Lakers were the number one draw. LeBron's now the number one draw in the league.
Weekday mornings, 9 to noon.
Just like Michael Jordan in the NBA. When Michael Jordan left the NBA, the NBA lost like 45% of its rating. LeBron James now is the guy that moves the needle for the league. It's not a city.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Hey guys, did you know that Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country? There are companies hiring IT guys all over Houston. But to get the job, you gotta have the skills and certifications that these companies are looking for. If you're working at a job you really can't take anymore and need to make a change, mycomputercareer.edu is the place for you to go. At My Computer Career, you'll get the skills and certifications you need to start working in the computer industry. And the job placement counselors will even help you get started in your new career. Everyone knows that going back to school can help you move up in your career and make more money. But going to college takes years, right? Not at My Computer Career. You'll be in school and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Stop sitting around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today.
Mike and Mike.
Andre Iguodala in the zone and being named the finals MVP. He certainly will stick out like a sore thumb on the all-time list
yes,
of finals MVPs.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
The series really a change for Golden State when they inserted him into the starting lineup. This guy was a starter. He was relegated to the bench, and everybody understands what his worth was to the team. We saw what Steve Kerr did by bringing him into the starting lineup and the direction they wanted to go. And quite honestly, he came through. They put him in the starting lineup. He was asked to do a job, and he did it extremely well. You're right. He will stand out from other MVP for the NBA Finals, but I have no problem with him being the Finals MVP at all. I'd say well-deserved and congratulations.
He was 100-1 to win the Finals MVP when the series began.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
This year's Bill Russell MVP, Andre Iguodala.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, tonight we wrap it up again in big style. A frequent guest of the show here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. He is Warren Barton, Fox analyst, former defender for Newcastle United. He's had an eye on the Gold Cup, all the friendlies with teams coming over. Warren, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, my friend. No problem.
Well, let's talk about the excitement of Manchester United in California, and you're going to training sessions out there. It's an exciting time when United comes to the States.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, after coming to the States last year, they've come again in Seattle, and then coming down to San Jose soon to play Barcelona. It's massive following. Obviously, qualifying for the Champions League was vital for them last year, and huge, huge signings that are out here as well. So locally and luckily, I'm just going to go and watch them train. Get up close, maybe see a couple of old friends of Dennis Irwin and Brian Robson and people like that. So it's very exciting times. Whenever United in town, and they're spending their big bucks, the fans will come flocking.
Yeah, and you had mentioned to me before that under Alex Ferguson, they would never have come to the West Coast.
Maybe not as far, not straight away. I think they've always gone on the East Coast or gone to Singapore, but it was, when he had come, it's obviously been to Kansas City, he was out there, but never really took him any further than the West Coast. So it's a big step. They know the market. They know what they have to do with the likes of Real Madrid and Barcelona now coming over to the States on a regular basis and as a worldwide brand, as well as to show their fans. I think that's most importantly, not just the branding side of it, but the fans that they've got on the West Coast get a chance to get close and personal with the players.
All right, big signing, Bastian Schweinsteiger coming from Bayern Munich. Your thoughts on him coming from the Bundesliga to the Premier League and then fitting in with United?
Glenn, for me, it's a no-brainer. You know, he's a World Cup winner. He's played at a huge club like Bayern Munich, very much in the same sort of mould as the Ryan Giggs, been there ever since he was a young boy with Casillas and people like that. It's another great milestone. You know, even if it is for 2 or 3 years, I think they've needed that gap in midfield. If Michael Carrick's not fit, they've struggled in that holding midfield player who's got real discipline. But more importantly, more authority on the game. You know, he's got a great stature about his personality and the way he plays. So if you think of Carrick and him together, it'd be very exciting. So I think it's a no-brainer, value for money. And obviously, when he heard Man United was interested, it was the only club that he wanted to go to. So I think you've already seen him and Ryan Giggs have numerous conversations and speaking about going forward. He's going to be the leader on the pitch. And they've missed that since Rio Ferdinand's gone and Bilic have not been there and Patrice ever. I think they've missed that that leadership quality in that midfield area.
Warren Barton joining us, Fox analyst. You've had an eye on the Gold Cup. You and I have gotten to do a couple of games. We got some quarterfinals set now, the U.S., Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and Mexico, Costa Rica. Anything jump out to you out of these quarterfinal matches?
Yeah, I mean, I must say it was a pleasure as well doing it with you. And we had some good conversations and some matters about the game. But I think Cuba's a story. I think when you think about the people that was six players that would find it difficult to have their visa, three players, defective, assistant coach as well, to come through an adversity and the quality that Reyes has shown with his goals. I think that's the real fairy tale story. We've seen Haiti at first hand. That's going to be a cracking game with Jamaica as well. The Caribbean teams have obviously done exceptionally well. And Mexico, the pressure is on them. I don't think really, though, even if they've come first or second, Costa Rica or Panama are very, very similar. They're both tough games. So it wasn't really an easy option if you come top or second in that group. But I think prestige and confidence builder, the way that they tied the game in the last seconds against Trinidad and Tobago has really put the pressure on Herrera and his players.
Yeah, if we look at Costa Rica and Mexico, I find that a fascinating game because we have not seen, you know, this World Cup type Costa Rica in this tournament. Obviously, Paulo Anchop is the manager now, but could this be the game that maybe a Costa Rica, because of who the opponent is, finds their game?
Yeah, I think it's all about momentum. We've seen that with the Women's World Cup now. The U.S. didn't start particularly well, nor did England, who got to the semifinals and come third, and obviously the U.S. winning it in the glory that they did. So it's about momentum, and we spoke about it in the game. The quality that they have on the field, it's only a matter of time. You know, don't become bad players overnight. I think Paulo Anchop is still a little bit naive in the international scene of coaching, a little bit vulnerable at the back, but with it being a bigger stage now, they might step up, and obviously pride comes into it, and obviously quality, and I think the experience will help them.
You and I talked about Jozy Altidore, was dropped from the Gold Cup team by Jurgen Klinsmann. Alan Gordon has been added. Now, Alan Gordon's a journeyman who has come off the bench a number of times for L.A., has won games, just an incredible worker, an incredible story. But what does this say for Jozy Altidore at this point?
I think it's a wake-up call. I think he needs it. And we spoke about the competition for places. In that type of hold-up play as a target man, I don't think he's had stiff competition for a number of years. All the other strikers that are near him are more second strikers rather than being the more focal point. I've heard different stories from the UK about his training effort and how he goes about his business. You know, he's got to make sure that he's, you know, Jurgen is an ultimate professional on and off the field, and I think you have to show that for him.
Yeah, Josie's had a lot of rope here to really prove things. Do you think he's the kind of young man now that's going to see this as an opportunity to be introspective and look at where his career is?
I think he has to, because obviously in the UK he's gone out there. It didn't work out at Hull, and it obviously didn't work out at Sunderland. He'd done very well in Holland, obviously, but that's more of a developmental league than a top tier. So I think from that point of view, people like Dempsey, Bradley will have a quiet word with him. But he has to come from inside. He has to come from inside him as a person. He has to push himself. And he doesn't want to be one of these players in 2 years when people forget who you are. But he's got the ability. He's got the quality. But he needs to come from Josie now, not from anybody else.
He's Warren Barton, Fox Sports analyst, played at Newcastle United in the Premier League. You and I were talking when we were out in L.A. about Josie Altidore, and you brought up a great example, Brian McBride, who, you know, produced so much out of his talent just from sometimes sheer will, effort, desire, and ability.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Brian will be the first to say he wasn't the most quickest, he wasn't the most mobile, but what he did, he knew the game, he was intelligent, and an ultimate professional. Someone like Brian would be great. If I was Josie, I'd pick up the phone to people like him and Joe Maxwell and say, I'm at a bit of a crossroads here. What do I need to do? And I think Brian would be the ideal person. He's an ultimate professional, a wonderful, wonderful person, human being. So I think from that point of view, when you have them type of people around you, pick up the phone, get on the phone to him and say, look, where am I in my career? What do I need to do? And get it from a good person. And you don't get any better than Brian McBride.
No, what a gentleman he is. Gio Dos Santos, third designated player in Los Angeles. We know he'll draw fans in every city he goes to. We also know that he's going to sell a lot of merchandise and a lot of jerseys, coming to the league at a time where he'll be one of the biggest stars in the league and one of the biggest draws. Is there a danger in L.A. and New York becoming the destination for players of big stature? Pirlo, Villa, Lampard, Gerrard, Dos Santos, Keane. Is there a danger in that in a league that has parity like this, that all the stars want to go to those two markets?
I think, and I'm in Seattle at the moment, and this is a glorious place, and I played in Columbus and obviously the other cities as well. So I think you have to be careful. But obviously, you know, people in Europe do look at New York as a destination and obviously Los Angeles. And that's where maybe the cash is. And that's where the other prestigious players would be, the likes of Henri and Beckham. So for Dos Santos, he's a wonderful move for the league. He's a good age. Got a point to prove as well as a young player. But most importantly, I think him in his link up with Robbie Keane will be sensational. I think they've really missed that since Landon Donovan retired. They haven't had that spark, and I think for this, Robbie Keane will be licking his chops thinking, I've got a player now that's on the same wavelength. I've got Stevie G that's going to pass me the longer ranges of ball, but I've got someone close to me that I can play combination balls, and he's going to feed me in. So I think it's a very exciting times, but the other teams now will have to step up, and that's all what it's been about with the franchises.
Warren, you mentioned Landon Donovan. I don't think there's any question. When Landon Donovan left the L.A. Galaxy, this became a little bit more of a pedestrian team.
Yeah, that's right. I think they lost that spark. And I think it's always strange when people are not there, you realise how good they actually are. And I think people now at Galaxy, and particularly in the league, are thinking, well, Landon was a player. I mean, there's a lot of people criticised him sometimes and said, but I thought he was a wonderful player. The other side of the game, the way he communicated with players was a big part of it. So, you know, now he's not there. Now they've got the opportunity with Dos Santos to step it up.
Listen, Warren, we'll let you get to the Manchester United practice. Thanks for making time for us here on ESPN 97.5.
You're always a gentleman, Glenn. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's Warren Barton, Fox Sports analyst, does a great job of breaking games down. He's out in Los Angeles. Him and I actually have the call of Manchester United in San Jose, so he's out at the practices checking out Manchester United, and we'll look forward to the call of that game on, I think it's Fox Sports 1 on Tuesday. That'll wrap it up here tonight. For producer Michael Carroll, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, it's Facebook Soccer Matters, Twitter Glenn Davis Sock. Good night.
ESPN 97.5.